Well, good morning, everyone. Hallelujah. Did everybody have a good trip getting here this morning? Phew. Mine got like 0 to 150 in 2 seconds. By the time I got out of that shower, you know. You running around. That time got me this morning. Did it get y'all?
Nope.
It didn't? It didn't slip up on you? I didn't either. I had youngins coming waking us up and storming. And it's like, and one of them had no recollection this morning that she come in there and she did all the talking. I tell you. But you know, spring is springing and you're going to have that. And what does it come? What does it look like? You know, we get these thunderstorms because, what, we got different atmospheres. You see what I'm saying? We got different things trying to transition. And anytime you're going to have a transition, there's going to be a boom. There's going to be some shake, rattling, rolling. Amen. You know, something there's just going to be. And that's the same thing as us kind of coming out of the world and transitioning to the kingdom. There's going to be something going on. There's going to be something happening in your life. And even when you get into the kingdom and start moving, there's still going to be some boom booms and things, because you can't stay at the just on the foundation. I don't get off the foundation. We never get off the foundation, right? The foundation is very important. That's why the foundation is Jesus, right? The cornerstone. Why is he the cornerstone? And it's crazy because I dug a footer this past week for somebody. And I got around and I got to this one corner, and guess what I hit? A rock. Isn't that something? And I said, well, praise God, brother, you got your cornerstone. I mean, and it's right there at the right elevation too. And so I think that's amazing as well, because when you're doing footers, an inspector comes, and it's crazy because a couple of our vacation rentals, both of those houses have a cornerstone as well. On one corner, I know which one of them is, the back right, back left on one house, and the upper front on the other house. And when you dig those down and you hit those rocks, and the inspector comes out, you know, he's driving his prod down in there, the probe, down in the ground to see how hard it is, because it's got to be a certain depth, or we can't push it so far so we can pass it. They hit that rock. You can't go anywhere. They just keep on moving. It might be too high right there, but it's okay. You're just going to have to work around it. That cornerstone's going to protrude and do what it's going, but it's a solid rock. You can't remove the rock. So that's how we are. We get our foundation. Boom, we're going to have something happen in our life. Boom, now he sets us on the rock. He sets us on him. And then from there, that's where we're going to grow. And then you're going to have some transition, and you got to get what? Well, get your block up, whatever you're going to do, the slab. Then you come up. That's your first floor. Some people call it the subfloor. Then you're going to have another transition. What? Well, you're going to call the plumbers in now. They can come in and start running pipe down there, and then you're going to put the walls up. See, there's transitions and stages of our life to get to the house. And part of that house is, if you read your proverb today, 8, it's all about the wisdom, you know, and right now it's been set up. Wisdom is the supreme thing. That's what we have to have. She said, before the earth was, I was with him. As he charged the waters not to go any further, I was by his side. I was his delight. That's wisdom. Wisdom saying this. Yes. She's wisdom. She is considered wisdom. She's a she. Right? I'm not going to give too much credit there, Dave. Right. But look, there's always, let me tell you this, but always when you have wisdom, there's always understanding. It's almost like you got to have understanding before you can have the wisdom. But wherever you have wisdom, you will have understanding. And that's what you find out in here. So if you want to say the wife is the wisdom and the man's the understanding, hallelujah. Because here's the thing.
The Holy Spirit works in both.
He's all. He's all. He's what's holding us all. Remember the foundation? There's no separation. You know, Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. The Holy Spirit, there's not anything separate. The Holy Spirit is the Lord God. Sometimes we don't think of him as that way. Sometimes we think as the Holy Spirit is just a tool, something that comes through and gives us this and that and does all that. No, the Holy Spirit, let me tell you, the Holy Spirit, shout it from the rooftop, is the Lord God. Yes. It's inseparable. And that's what Jesus said about us. He said, Lord, Father, I only not pray for these disciples that you give me right now. I pray for the ones who's going to hear the word and believe. I pray for them because they're going to be in this God-forsaken world. But they're not going to be of it. And they're going to be one in me as I'm in you, you in me, and me in them. See, he went through the whole thing. Every bit of that is in that John 17. He didn't leave anything out. He said, I'm going to be in the, as they are in me, I'm in you, you in me, and me in them. How can me be in them? Come on, Barry Hill, I knew you knew it. Come on. See, that's the thing, man. Sometimes we want to hold back. I can't. When I get in here, in that vein, man, in the Spirit of God, it's going to come out. There's no separation. It's all one because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because of who he is. We can give thanks and all this stuff, whatever it is. That's what I'm saying. So whatever transition, whatever thing you got to go through, praise God. Because I'm in him, and he's in me. And it will not be separated. It can't. And that's the beauty. Although we're going to have a little boomers, we got transitions coming. Praise God, what's coming? What's coming right now in our calendar? What's about to start transitioning? Let's roll it on back a few thousand years. Hey! And one of the things that we really, I don't know, it's gotten so jacked up. Well, through the world, it is. It's very exciting. Everything that's happening right now is very exciting if you do this one word. Believe. If you believe that Jesus is all in all and the Father God all and the Holy Spirit is the Lord, if you believe this right here, it's exciting times. But if you don't believe that, guess what? You're damned. And guess what? I can't do for y'all. I can't believe for you. I can't believe for you. As I was transitioning in the thunder boomers this morning, trying to get out the door and get here on time, you know, you hear the kids, the girls, and that's like, ah! I mean, because they're fighting over everything, and it's not that, I mean, it's just, but here's the thing. If they really cared about it, we'd have something to stand on. But they don't give a blankety blank about half of the things that they're fighting over. They just don't want them to get it. Lord, God have mercy, and he does, hallelujah. You know? I'm hearing all this. How come I? Ah, pow! And I did that only because she dropped the beautiful homemade peach jelly. I mean, the whole glass jar. bam, right in the floor because they're fighting over everything. I'm like, oh, pow, stop it. Stop it. You know, and it's like, and I feel the Father beaming down on me saying, yeah, welcome to my world. Because not just three little girls. By goodness, he got three trillion children, 7 billion trillion, whatever it is now. And he's hearing all of it at the same time. And right then, I just want to bow down. How in the world do you do this and stay so holy? Is that not one of the wonders, I guess, of all this? But you know what? Hallelujah. He, you know why he stays so holy? Well, that's cute. That's a good Sunday school answer, John. Yeah. No. But the thing. Great. I know. That's what makes you great. Well, it doesn't. But see, that's the legacy and that's the beauty of the seed within its kind and how it goes, and it's going to keep the leg. That's the legacy, y'all. Reason why he still stays holy is because he is holy. When you are something, you are. You are. I mean, I know some of my stuff sounds like it's, come on, bro, that's like elementary kind of Dr. Seuss sounding stuff. Does to me, you know. But it's so just profound and deep like he is. You know what I mean? You are because you are. And so what we find doing in our life here, because we let that world get on us, we want to try to fix things. We want to try to make things happen. We want to try to be things that whatever. Oh, that seems nice. Let's try this. No, just be who you daggone are. And let it flow. Let it flow from what? The epicenter, the foundation, because anything that's built has got to come from the foundation. If not, it will not stand. And the Lord said that this kingdom will stand because it says in the Bible that he's coming to come and he's going to rule with a scepter and his kingdom will remain for just a little while. Oh, hallelujah. You see, but the posture of your heart, because that's the epicenter, right? The heart. So that's where we get to. That's going to determine who you truly are. It's nothing on the outside of you that's going to make you who you are. You can put all the makeup on you want to. You can put all the nice britches on, clothes on, whatever you want to. We can put all the stuff, but it don't matter because that don't make you who you are. What really makes you who you are? Yeah, it is. But how do you get there? Here's the other cliche. I don't know if that's the right word or not, but you got to get there to get there. Is that a cliche? Cliche? I have no clue. And listen, I don't have a trouble of telling y'all I don't have a daggone clue. I didn't even get breakfast, brother. I was supposed to. Anyway. It didn't break, praise be. Hallelujah. But I almost wanted to throw it through the window. But anyhow. I about laid some hands. But I had a hankering yesterday for some leg quarters. Smoked leg quarters, you know, and I was like, oh, put put some barbecue. I want some barbecue leg quarter. I ain't had chicken leg quarter. Because here, my family don't even, they don't know about a bone in a meat. That ain't proper, honey. Proper is having some marrow and cartilage to chew on. Hallelujah. That turns me on the upper tick. So I went to the store, and I was like, I'm in the middle. I mean, it's spring of springing, y'all. Pastures need clipping. Fertilizer needs to be put down. Fence needs to make sure it's ready. Cows are ready to move, buddy. They tired of the hay. They smell the grass popping. You got to go, rah! Every time I hear that goat cart, they hear my golf cart come up. I hear you, babies. I hear you, babies. I'm coming. They wanting to go, boy. They ready to hit the pastures. The pastures ain't ready yet. Hold the line. So running, doing all that. Jody ain't come down. She wanted to do it, so I put her in the bush hog so I could spray. And she got to drive the tractor, big tractor, yesterday, and bush hog. And she said, I like the orange tractor, Daddy. I want that one with it. I said, baby, but here, I don't have the bush hog on that one. We got to have multiple things going on, you know. Praise God that I got multiple tractors that I could keep one implement on one and one on the other, and all Mike Duncan got to do, jump off, go get on another and take off. It saves a lot of time because I'm telling you, the hardest part about operating a tractor is changing the implements out. That daggone PTO. It is. And it depends on what attachment it is. Depends on how it's got to be postured so that shaft will go right on there. And then you sit there, and the next thing you know, you're going to mash a finger. Woo! Don't get me on the finger smashing. I'm telling you, y'all go to hell if I had to carry that cross. Because all they had to do was mash my fingers, and I'm saying, I'm done. No mas. Yeah. Jesus smashed his fingers and put thorns into him. Hallelujah. Woo. Woo. Bro, that makes me shout. It makes me cry. It makes me, hallelujah. Because I know how undone and broke down and sorry I am. And then what you see is, anyway. But what you can't see, you better get to see it with your heart. And that's where you start talking about the Spirit of God in me. That's beautiful. Oh, my goodness, it's so beautiful. And it just tears me up when he starts flowing with me. You know? Because I know what a wretched man I am, but, oh, Lord God, the more wretched I know I am, the more glorious I know he is, and how grateful and thankful. And then your perception, your posture starts changing because you're really looking on the inside and saying, man, but don't let that get you down. You know what I mean? My goodness, yes, I'm this way, but it ain't about me. In that moment, you see? Anyway. She got out there, and I'm running, and I was like, man, I got this hankering for this chicken. They had a birthday party thing to go to, and I really wanted to go to the birthday party because I love people, you know, and I love to go fellowship and have a good time. But daggone, there's times I can't, honey. Y'all go have a good time. I'll be right here. We're in. Nobody knows what's going on over the hill, huh? Get that done. I thought, I gotta go get me some chicken, man. Okay. So I take off to the store. So I'm getting my barbecue chicken, getting all that stuff. And I was like, oh, well, it might be good just to, let's smoke a butt too, you know, make some barbecue. I'm gonna get the smoker running. Might as well put some more meat on there. You know what I mean? My goodness. Let's get enough to eat for a couple of days if we're gonna have to smoke something. So I get there, and I finally get in touch with the wife. She called, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm not doing much of anything, just hanging out. Running around like a chicken with a head cut off, trying to get this, trying to do that. See if they got some liver mush." I said, "Okay." So I got off the phone with her. I'm like, I got everything. My main thing was not forget the apple juice. Maybe y'all don't know about the apple juice, but that's what goes in my little spritzer. Little apple juice on the little spray bottle. When that meat's a smoking, you want give it a little something to keep it right. So I got that, and I head straight to the checkout line, and I start to unload my stuff. Next thing I said, "Oh, liver mush." Because you can only find Jenkins liver mush at the food line in Columbus. Over here, it's a different brand. So I go back, and I ask old guy, he's stocking the stuff. See, it's just a blessing. The Lord God is amazing, really. I see this brother, and I'm checking him out. I see him, and I kind of feel something. You know what I mean? I feel something. I don't know if y'all ever do that, but I feel something on that brother. I feel something. I don't know what it is. He's doing, man, I believe he's a believer. I just know he's a believer. I just feel the Spirit, you know, but anyway, another guy comes to him and all that, so I had to go back. I'm in a hurry now. So I'm sprinting back down the aisle because I got stuff on the rail there, the belt. I'm running back down there. "Hey, bro, you got liver mush down this way?" "Yeah, it's right over there." We go in there. Guess what? All they got's hot. "Well, I don't like hot." "She don't like bones? She don't like hot." "You got any regular?" "Oh, there's none there." I said, "No." He said, "Well, it's in the back." "Okay, well, I got stuff sitting on the belt. You know what I mean? Here, I'm trying to get, don't get that at bay. Keep that old flesh at bay, John, you know? I could just fell apart right there in the back of the food line." He comes out with a whole box. I said, "Give me two. Give me two." I hear my wife, "Why didn't you get two?" "Give me two." Hey, if you stay in it long enough, I'm telling you, it's going to work out. Understanding. I better do it. Because listen, if you don't do it, you're not getting understanding. Therefore, wisdom can't manifest. Hallelujah. How about that for teaching this morning? I can just stop right there, can't we? So he brings back, gives me two, and I sprint back through there and pretend like I'm on the football field with the liver mush running. That's the boy thing, I reckon. I love football. But I love all sports, but I get up there and get that done. I don't even know why I'm getting into all this. But here's the thing. It took me a while, and so as I'm leaving, there's an older gentleman with a cane, with his sweater on. I mean, it's a hot day. It's a beautiful day yesterday, springy day. And here I got a load of stuff, you know, and I'm getting on around him so I can go, you know. This daggone old man, get out of my way. But as I'm coming by, I said, "What a precious fella this is. Whew. Where he is, where I am, is two different places right now. But he's precious. He's precious to the Lord. How can I just run right by this man without giving life to tell him, 'Hey, brother, it's a beautiful day, isn't it? It's a good day, isn't this weather? Makes you want to go, doesn't it?'" And that's what spring does. When you start seeing life come to life, it makes you want to go. It makes you want to do. It makes you want to be life. Hence why Jesus came, to give life. So he was just, yes, it does. You know, yes, it does. And he said, thank you. I didn't say anything. He said, thank you. You know why he said thank you? There's probably multiple reasons we could try to foreshadow or behind shadow, whatever you want to say, but because somebody spoke to me today, basically. Somebody cared enough to not go flying past me because I done flew past my life and now I'm here. You know what else is cool? If I didn't speak to him, I wouldn't have heard a voice sitting in a car in a little spot right over here that I couldn't even see that anybody was in there or anything. Hey, Mike, how are you? I'm good. How are you? I don't even know who the person is. I couldn't see it. So I run around there. It's old, another older man there. He was my father-in-law's nephew. And he was like older than he was. But anyway, hey, we ain't going to get in all that. Praise God. Praise the Lord for fertility. Hallelujah. For multiplication, you know. But it was Joe. It was old Joe. He was an electrician. He done the wiring in our houses over there. And so Joe probably didn't see me because he's sitting this way and I never got into up to his, even to his peripheral vision. But guess what Joe heard? He heard old Mike Duncan's voice. And he knew exactly who I was when he heard my voice. Some people call it a distinction of my voice. And it's okay, you know. My wife probably don't like to hear it too much. Only when it's under wisdom. But Joe has been suffering from clogged arteries. And he had a brace on his hand. He said, well, I had this thing. They saying they tried to go in, and now I can't move my arm, and they wasn't able to do it. They wanted to put some stents in. I said, whoa, Joe, what's going on? Didn't have a clue. So what's next on the menu for somebody who wants to give life? Well, let's take it to the Lord, Joe. You know? So with all that happening, I'm still standing here with a them leg quarters getting heavy over here, because I got the whole big pack. I think there was about 10, 11 leg quarters in that bag. So pray for Joe, you know. Pray for Joe and all the things going on. So we had, we had some fried chicken right there in the parking lot. We had a little reunion coming to Jesus meeting. But if I didn't, let's just keep it on the storyline, okay? If my heart wasn't in the right stance or right position to not think about me and getting back home and doing eating chicken and doing all this stuff over here, I'd have run past this older gentleman over here. Then why, I don't know that the Lord put him in my path. I don't know why I had to run back and get delivered much, because all those things put me in a position so that I could be used however part, but it ain't even about me, my goodness, just so that the life of God could come out in somebody. And daggone, we almost done today. I ain't even got started. That's why, you know why I picked March? I got the choice this time. What month do you want, Mike? Which month's got 5 Sundays in it? Because four just ain't enough for me. Hallelujah. But you, let me give you something right here, okay? Let's give you, because here's what I'm going to do. This is what I feel like we're going to do anyway. We're going to start getting this in here. I'm just going to leave it right here, if that's okay, Danielle, and you can turn around. I hate to make your neck stiff. Let's go. Here's the first little definition. Sorry, we'll have to, Lynn, you might have to spray that. I just put it in my mouth. Yeah. All right. So, see, I'm in a transition here. I probably need my glasses for this, but I don't need it for this. So I'm kind of going to have to wing it, okay? So if it takes me a little while to get all this out, stay with me. Look. All right, where am I at? I might need somebody to read it. Look here. Look, none of this is planned, y'all. None of this is planned. You understand that? None of this is planned. But look how this is about to work out. State or condition at a given time. Holy, holy, hallelujah. Especially... with respect to capability in particular, let me put it down here, circumstance. I know. Let me read it again. So posture, one of the definitions for it's a state or condition at a given time, especially with respect of capability, in a particular circumstance. So what story did you just hear? And you tell me, if posture wasn't used at that particular given time by the capability of a certain circumstance, do you not see how the love and the life and the word of God and all the things that he's going to give you lines up? I was talking to a wonderful lady yesterday. And I won't give you her name. But as we was talking, it's like, look around you. Just look around you. The word comes alive as we go, as we live. The word, the life, the Spirit of God, all his stuff is alive. So let me tell you, does the posture of your heart matter? Does the position that you walk in and that you know and identify with, does it matter? It matters in all things, because I'm telling you, because here's this word right here. Woo! Capability. I don't know much about anything that I can put a hat on, but I do I do know my Lord. Woo! I know him. Do you? But you know what? I don't know him as I want to desire to know him. I don't know him that way yet. Because there's all kinds of things that's keeping me from knowing him the way I really want to know him. But you know what he did? Because of what he did, he made a way. He made it capable to know him in such a way. I'm going to tell you this. He ain't ringed the doorbell on me yet, has he? But we're really close. I could probably get through a little bit more right quick. Whew. That's a cool one right there. Thank you. Thank you. I want y'all to really, what I'm about to say right here, I want you to really think on it. I want you to take it in and allow it to position and posture. Start posturing your heart, because this is where it's at. We do know what it says in the Proverb 4. It said that from the heart is the wellspring of life. And that's why the Holy Spirit comes in and circumcises our heart. Right? It's very important. So now, part of what we have to do, he takes part of the heart issue. He did that. Now our part is to position or posture our heart in the right direction, in the right point of view, in the right way, the characteristic. But it's really not us doing it. It's us allowing the Holy Spirit to do this. And when he comes in, and he does a work in your heart, you are no longer a parasite. You don't live off of life. You give life. And wherever you go, whatever you do, there's going to be life coming from you, around you. When people see you, they're going to see life. Discernment check. I don't care how many church buildings you see around here. Look around it. Is there life there? Look at the community. Is there life there? That's all I'm going to say. Where you are, is there life there? Is life coming around out of you? Because that's who we are. That is the kingdom. The world sucks off of life because it can't give life. Jesus come to give life, and he gave it to you so that you could be a life giver as well. The wellspring of what? His cardia. It's everything. It's what matters. I don't care how much of this you know, how much of that you know, but is your heart right? And I don't even have to ask you about your tax break accounts or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't have to know that. I could just look around you and see if you have life. Because wherever you are, there's going to be life. Because he said this, hallelujah, whoever's thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. And from your belly, we're going to get into that one too. From your belly shall flow rivers of life. Just look around. Wherever you are, and that's going to let you understand that you need to start posturing in a certain way. My point of view, that we're going to get into that too. All the like the synonyms, man. We're going to start running the synonyms, the words, that what that comes in and what posture and what hearts does. That's what we're going to do next week. And then we're going to work through there and say, my goodness, how important that is. But one of the things of posture is point of view, your perception, your character. All these things determines on how your stance, which is posture two, how your stance is, how your heart is positioned, how what are you standing on? How do you think? How do you move? What's it about? What's it for? Is it that you want to have the last croissant with chocolate in it? Not because you want it, but just because you don't want your sister to have it. No, it's sad. But you know what it is? It's us. It's the daggone wretched human that I am that Jesus said, I'll lay my life down for. Now you tell me what love is. Something's acts a daggone despicable and horrible to each other, and he still says, you know what? I love you, love you, love you. I'm not talking about the cute love, John. I'm talking about that agape love. I'm talking about God himself, who is love. And the posture of our heart is going to get us to where we can receive that love and give that love, not worldly love, real love, to where I know what's around me, if it don't have life, I need to love it to life, not to death. Y'all ready? We good? He's good. He's good. Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you for your time. I know I've been running 100 mile an hour. I didn't even get finished with my chicken. Cleaning up, working, doing all that stuff, and I'm still just as wide open as I was when I laid down last night. And got a little cuts and wrinkles that come in and got me going in a different direction, but Lord God, you plan the course. We plan the course, but you guide the steps. Hallelujah. You flow. He says, don't take no thought of what you're going to say because it's going to be me that's going to say, hallelujah, going to give it to you. It's going to be me talking anyway. Lord, hallelujah, have your way. You can only line this thing up. You are the Lord God. You are the lover of our souls. You've done everything for us, and it's all done in you. It has nothing to do with me, really. It's all about you, Lord God. The only thing I got to do about it and anybody else is just we just going to be in a position that we can receive your love and give it. Hallelujah. Let's be in the right place at the right time, Lord God, and especially in a particular circumstance. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for each and every one tonight, today, this morning, and for the rest of the time to come. As we have our services and we go and worship, Lord God, let us just get our heart postured where it needs to be so we can receive that love. We can give that gratefulness, that hallelujah, that glory, that thanksgiving that we need to give back, that gratefulness, Lord, that we need to understand about who you are and what you've done for us. And even in our mess, you still just love us, hallelujah, for all these things. Help this all come out to where we can have understanding, Lord, and walk away from it with that was good instead of what in the world just happened. But, Lord God, I know no matter what it comes off of it first, you're going to work it out, and I pray that you will do that in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Love y'all if anybody told you that today. Hallelujah.